It's Monday, April 12, 2021, and these are the headlines. At least 112 families were affected by the floods that submerged most of the downtown area in the city Saturday night. Heavy traffic was also experienced, and some motorists were stranded when their vehicle stalled after passing through deeper portions of rainwater on the road. In a phone interview on Sunday, Alfredo Baloran, chief of the City Disaster Risk and Reduction Management Office, said the families affected by heavy flooding were residents of the following. Kilometer 5 in Matina Crossing, Matina Playa fronting Barangay Hall, Purok 3 in front of Susana Homes in Barangay Balyok, Bacanaya Village in Catalunan Pequeño, Goldland Subdivision, Countryside Village, La Vista Monte along Diversion Road, Tulip Drive, Spring Valley in Buhangin, New Argao, Datuluho in Barangay Maa, and communities in front of Victoria Plaza and Quirino Avenue. Baloran said they also received the report of a minor landslide along the Diversion Road, but this was already cleared for traffic. Concrete fences also collapsed in Barangay 10-9 in Upper Ledesma in Marfori and at Mercury Street in GSIS Matina. There was also a house that collapsed in Bugak, Barangay Maa. Fortunately, there were no injuries from the incidents. A preemptive evacuation was conducted in Maa, but all residents have already returned home by Sunday morning. Meanwhile, combined efforts of the Joint Task Force Central and police resulted in the seizure of 7 firearms at Sitio Pedtubo, Barangay Langayen, Pikit, Town of Cotabato on April 8. Lieutenant Colonel Romel Mundala, the commanding officer of the 90th Infantry Battalion, said that the seized firearms were one M16 rifle, one M14 rifle, one M1 Garand rifle, two shotguns, one caliber 45 pistol, one caliber 38 revolver, and assorted ammunition. Mundala said the operation was conducted by Joint Law Enforcement Operation of the 90th Infantry Battalion, 62nd Division Reconnaissance Company, Philippine National Police Special Action Force, and Cotabato Police against a certain Taoki Payapat alias Alvin, an alleged member of the Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters. Brigadier General Roberto Capulong, the 602nd Infantry Brigade Commander, said that the success of this law enforcement operation relied on the close and constant coordination of all security forces in the area. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is a price of freedom. This is Jesse. Have a great day.